So, first of all, Martin, certainly a game of two halves yesterday. We've seen the brilliance of Donegal and we've seen a very disappointing Donegal.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I think the first half was a very good performance and probably, but like the under-21s against Tyrone, they should have went in further ahead at half-time. But they played really well the first half and you'd have to be happy with the first half performance. But the second half, I don't know what happened with them. They looked tired and that in the second half. And just it was just very disappointing to say that when we look back at the scores of the match, you consider that your half-back line, the three of them got a point each. So we're not getting enough scores, particularly from our players up front.
And Martin, it's a strange situation where you lose four games in the bounce and you're still in the competition.
Yeah, well, that's just the way it works out. I was just chatting to someone the other day, we were saying maybe it should be a better system to give 3 points for a one and 1 point for a draw and maybe even give bonus points in that there to make it for a very good league because, you know, better than it is because it's very, very competitive. I mean, it's unbelievable to think that Cork had the same amount of points as Donegal and Donegal end up in the semi-final and Cork end up relegated. So I just think maybe it's so tight that someone have to look at. But from Donegal's point of view, yeah, it's disappointing to have lost four games in a row. And particularly, they say the game yesterday, Donegal should have won it. They were the better side, you felt, and they should have won it to carry on the second half. But looking at it, I mean, it's a good game to have, Dublin. Good match to have, a good test, and a good test for maybe younger players. And I mean, the more games you play in Croke Park, the better, and there's really no pressure on you. You'll not be expected to win it. So I think Donegal should look forward to it. The interesting one is how they play, how they're going to play. Will Donegal go very, very defensive, or will they go for the match more? I feel that they probably will go more to play more an expansive game than they did the last team. Interesting to see what team Dublin put out. I mean, he probably had only four of his championship starting team out yesterday against Roscommon. That's how strong a panel they have and that's how strong a players they have. And they have other players to come back that are injured. The likes of Keane O'Sullivan, Michael Darren McCauley after the club's come back. You've Owen O'Gara back fit this year. So they have a lot of players to go into it. So look at Dublin's going to be very strong. But it's a great test and good test for Donegal to find out. Croke Park will suit Donegal, the type of football we play. So yeah, looking forward to it. The good thing is you've stayed in Division 1 and that's the most important thing. Anything after that's a bonus. So I think Donegal should go up, rest themselves and enjoy themselves and have a good day, because you're going to have plenty of pressure games in the Ulster Championship after that.
Martin, is Ulster football on the rebound again, because there's now four teams in Division 1 for next season after the promotion of both Tyrone and Cavan?
Yeah, I just say, Oisín, that the Ulster Championship will be the only championship really worth people going to see, and you'll have all the Dublin Stripes going to all the Ulster matches, because they feel there are a lot of very good matches to look forward to in Ulster. Other than looking at, you feel that Mayo were still well ahead in Connacht. You have Kerry look to be away ahead of Cork and Munster, and you have Dublin. I mean, the Dublins are so far ahead in Leinster. So really, the Ulster Championship is the only real championship you're going to have up to the quarterfinals or maybe even the semi-finals. So, I mean, there's some great games like Cavan are very, very excited. They have a very, very strong team and they've come good. And it's good to see that. You know, you have Armagh, even though they've played really well in the last three games. And you have Tyrone, of course, there, and you have Donegal, and you have Monaghan, and, Derry, I feel they've someone to offer too. So it's a great Ulster Championship to look forward to. Nothing much between any of the teams.
Tyrone yesterday drawn with Fermanagh. They had their best form at the start of the campaign. Tyrone, they'll be looking for improvement now in the final against a Cavan side who have certainly been flying high.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that final. I think it'll be a great match, and I suppose the chances are they could end up meeting in an Ulster semi-final as well. So, Cavan have a bad record against Tyrone. It's a bit like Donegal and Monaghan, and Cavan need to beat them. They need to go and win that, and they'll be confident enough, and they're coming good at the right time with big men, Cavan. From Tyrone's point of view, they'll be happy enough. The important thing was to get promotion, and after that, when you really are playing for nothing when you're already promoted. So I just feel the league final, Tyrone will want to win it. Mickey Hart wants to win every game, and good performance by Fermanagh yesterday to get a draw. They're a team coming good as well, and they're going to they're going to have a good Ulster. You feel they've good Ulster Championship as well, and then Antrim got promotion, so it's going to be a hard one to call the Ulster Championship. I'll tell you, don't rule out Cavan, Oisín.
And just finally, Martin, back to Donegal. Yes, it's been very disappointing in recent weeks, but it's not the best preparation to be going back to Croke Park, is it?
No, it's not. But look, you have to go up there and the post.